And if you listen to God, he'll put ideas in your mind. And you'll know, I need to do this right now. Now, the more you let God's Spirit live in you, the more freedom you're going to have. Look at this verse. Let's read it aloud together. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Not religion, freedom. Jesus came not to give you religion, but to set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Radical Freedom.
You see, when you are empty, what happens in your life is you start looking to other people for your validation. And most people are enslaved by the approval of others. Some are still enslaved by their parents. I've met people who are still trying to prove their worth to their parents, and their parents died 10 years ago. And they still hear in their mind, you're never going to amount to such and such. And why can't you be like your sister or your brother? And so the rest of their lives, they live their lives trying to prove that their parents were wrong. If you never got your parents' approval and you haven't got it by now, you're not going to get it. I hate to tell you that, you're not going to get it. It's about them, not you. It's their problem, not you. But the good news, and I've told you this before, is you don't need it. You don't need anybody's approval to be happy. You're as happy as you choose to be. And you already have God's approval. If you've trusted Christ, He says, I see you faultless. I see you without blame. I see you deeply loved. Flawed, yes. Broken, yes. Loved, yes. Forgiven, yes. And nobody's going to love you like Jesus did. And when you have God's approval, it really doesn't matter what other people think. But so many people go out and spend money trying to earn the approval of others by having certain status symbols or certain things that they buy in order to say, see, look at me, I'm worthwhile. What I'm wearing proves I'm worthwhile. What I'm driving proves I'm worthwhile. The house I live in proves I'm worthwhile. Those people are not free. Radical freedom is I don't look to anybody to validate my worth because I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. I don't need your approval. That's radical freedom. Most of the world doesn't live by that. They're culture-driven, not purpose-driven. And so they're not free. And they do things simply because everybody else is doing it. The power of culture keeps you from becoming all God intended for you to be. And your uniqueness gets squashed because you feel like you got to fit in. Jesus wants to set you free. So you don't have to fit in anymore to find your happiness. The Bible says this in Colossians chapter 2. You have died with Christ, this is on the cross, and he has set you free, there's that phrase, set you free from the evil powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world? Good question. Why do I care what other people think? They're not God. They don't love me. In fact, they're not even thinking about me. The big myth is that everybody's watching you all the time. They're not. You know what they're doing? They're doing the same thing you're doing. How do I look to everybody else? The big discovery is you walk in the room, nobody's looking at you. They're all thinking about, how do I look? How do I look? How do I look? He says, you've been set free from the evil powers of this world, the culture's grip on your life that tries to make you a conformed person. And he says, so why do you keep on following the rules of the world? Number five, this is the greatest freedom of all. Radical freedom. It's not only a clear conscience, personal access to God, the power to do what's right, living with meaning and purpose. Radical freedom is no fear of death or the devil. You remember there used to be a brand called No Fear. I don't know, maybe it's still around. People would wear these things, no fear. I'm going, you're afraid just by wearing that. No fear of death or the devil. Now, of course, the fear of death is a universal fear because the last time I checked, the mortality rate in America is 100%. Everybody dies. Now, we don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or 50 years or 100 years or you don't know, but the fact is it's inevitable. God didn't put you on this planet to live here forever. He wants you to trust Christ so you live forever with him in eternity in a perfect place. Thank God we don't have to live forever on a broken planet. But he says, Satan creates the fear of death in our lives. And the Bible says this, Jesus became flesh and blood by being born in human form. That's what Christmas is all about. God came to earth in human form, the incarnation. For only as a human being could he die. You see, if God hadn't come in human form, he couldn't die. God can't die. Only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil. And only in this way could he set us free. There's the phrase. Set us free from living our entire lives as slaves to the fear of dying. This is the fear nobody wants to admit. And we go through life pretending we're not going to die, acting like we're not going to die, denying that we're going to die, ignoring that we're going to die. People don't like to talk about death. I mean, you ever want to mess up a good conversation, invite your neighbors over, grill some burgers, and say, let's talk about death. That'll put the kibosh on the attitude for everybody. You're going to go, man, how morbid is that? But only a fool would go through life unprepared for what you know is inevitable. Jesus said, I came to set you free from the fear of dying. I can say to you in all honesty, all authenticity, and perfect truth, I have zero fear of dying. Zero fear of dying. I have no fear of dying. Fear of pain, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like getting my head cut off and somebody trying to sew it back on. That would be tough. I just made that part up.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first of its kind, vegan leather, full color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight, December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Really, I have zero fear of dying. I could die today a happy man. The only regret would be for my wife, Kay, and my kids and grandkids and the people that I love. But as Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. He said, you know, when you die, if you know the Lord, you're not leaving home, you're going home. You're going where you were meant to be for eternity. I'm not afraid to die because I know God. I've been a friend of God's for 45 years or longer. I talk to him all the time like I'm talking to you. I'm not afraid of God. The only people who are afraid of God are the people who don't know him. The better you get to know him, the less you're afraid of him. Why? Because God is love. And the Bible says there's no fear in love. How can you fear someone who loves you unconditionally? How could you fear someone who thinks about you more than you do? God knows every detail in your life. Remember how Jesus said he knows even how many hairs you have on your head? You don't even know that. God knows details about your life you will never know. He knows far more about your motives than you do. You can't figure them out. He's got them all figured out. He knows your fears better than you do. He knows your sins better than you do. He knows your strengths better than you do. And he loves you unconditionally. So why would I be afraid to go be with him the rest of my life? And if he created the world and it's beautiful and yet broken, what's it like in a place that has no brokenness in it? How beautiful must it be? The colors and the activities and all of the things that are there, including our loved ones. Jesus sets us free from the fear of death. Have you reached that part in your maturity yet? You see, the better you get to know the Lord, the more his love infiltrates your life. When love comes in the front door, fear goes out the back door. Now, on the other hand, when fear comes in the front door, love goes out the back door. Love and fear can't operate in the same entity. There is no fear in love. That's what the Bible teaches. So you need to fill your life with the love of God. And when the more you do that, the fewer fears that you have in your life. Jesus not only frees us, though, from the fear of death, he frees us from the fear of the devil. And even a lot of believers are kind of freaked out by the devil. Yes, he does exist. He's real. If you don't believe it, let me take you around the world and I'll show you his work in action. Through all kinds of slavery, sex trafficking, corruption, all of the sins of the world. There is real evil in the world. Terrorism and all these other things. And a lot of people kind of freaked out by the devil and demons and the occult. And you don't need to be afraid of that. Why? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's what Jesus said. Think about this. Let's say your life is a circle. And around it, there are bigger and bigger concentric circles. The Bible says, here's you. Then the Bible says you are in Christ. So you draw a circle around you. That's you're in Christ. And that phrase is used 140-something times in the New Testament. And then it says, not only are you in Christ, it says you are hid with God in Christ. So there's a circle of God. Then it says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. That means for the devil to get at you, he's got to go through the Trinity. Isn't going to happen, friend. That's called being in good hands. Okay? Can't get to you unless he gets through the Trinity. Well, can Satan dominate my life as a believer? Of course he can. How? I want you to write this down. One of the most important things I've ever told you. Here it is. Satan can only control areas where I believe his lies. Write that down. Satan can only control the areas in my life where I believe his lies. You see, Satan has no authority, if you're a child of God, to take possession of your life. But he can mess you up good if you believe his lies. He only operates by suggestion. Now, when the devil gives you a thought, we call that temptation. When God gives you a thought, we call that inspiration. When you get a thought on your own, we call that dumb. No, just kidding. I'm sorry. I have to repent. I put you down. Okay. Every moment of your life, you're getting thoughts. Some of them are from God. Some of them from you. Some of them from your memory that bring up some TV commercial you saw. Some of them from the devil. When the devil can only work, if you're a believer, he can't touch you except by suggestion. But he can suggest lies. And when you believe those lies, that area of your life gets controlled by Satan. It's dominated by Satan. It is oppressed by Satan. Why? Because you are choosing to believe a lie. Remember, it is the truth that sets you free, but lies, in the opposite, put you into bondage. And the Bible says Satan is the father of lies. Now, he tells you lies all the time. When a guy says, when a guy has this thought, you know what? My marriage sucks. So I think I'm going to leave my wife and go have an affair with somebody else because I'll be happier. Where do you think that lie came from? Yeah, it came from Satan. It came from Satan. Now, if I choose to believe that lie, it's going to mess me up. Satan tells you lies all the time. You know better than God. I know God says this, but you should do this. Anytime you doubt God's word, that's from the devil. And he said, I know God says do this, but you need to do this. And you always get into trouble when you do that. These rules, these laws, these principles are always for your own good. They're always for your own good. They're not to make you miserable. They're to make you meaningful. See, the truth is, you don't really break God's laws. They break you. You only hurt yourself every time you deny what God tells you to do. You break God's laws, they break you. For instance, a guy goes up on the top of the Empire State Building and he says, I believe that there is no such thing as the law of gravity. And the law of gravity applies to everybody else, but it doesn't apply to me. So I'm going to prove that the law of gravity doesn't apply to me. And he jumps off the Empire State Building. And on the way down, 20, 30, 40 floors down, he's going, I'm free! He just hadn't hit bottom yet. And about 50 floors down, somebody sticks their head out the window and says, how's it going? He says, so far, so good. But at some point, the law is going to break him. When God tells you to do something, you need to just do it. You just need to do it. So that's trusting the truth. We're going to come to that in just a minute. Now, how do I live a radical life? How do I live a radically free life? Most people aren't free. They're bound up inside. Fear, guilt, resentment, and all these things. Even Christians who know the Lord still aren't free. You got to do three things. Write these down. Number one, always submit to God's Spirit. Always submit to God's Spirit. What does that mean? It means you're constantly talking to the Lord throughout the day, and you're saying, Jesus, what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do here? You're just always surrendering, always submitting, always yielding to that still small voice. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You listen to God. And if you listen to God, He'll put ideas in your mind. And you'll know, I need to do this right now. Now, the more you let God's Spirit live in you, the more freedom you're going to have. Look at this verse. Let's read it aloud together. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Not religion, freedom. Jesus came not to give you religion, but to set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, where the Spirit of self is, there's bondage. When I do what I want to do, then I'm going to be in bondage. When I do what the Spirit wants me to do, there's going to be freedom. And so I let the freedom of God's Spirit live through me. Now, friends, this is where the power comes from. It's Jesus inside you. Now, follow me on this. This is maybe a little hard to understand at first. The more power, listen, the more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. Let me explain. The more power I have to do something, the more freedom I have to do it. For instance, I do not have the freedom to do brain surgery. They'd put me in jail if I tried. Why? Because I don't have the power to do it. I don't have the expertise. I don't have the skill. I don't have the education. I don't have the power to do it. So I'm not free to do it because I don't have the power to do it. Freedom comes from having the power to do it. Let me give you another example. I am not free to play in the World Cup. Why? Because I don't have that athletic ability. I don't have the skill. I don't have the talent. I don't have the coordination. I don't have the experience. I don't have the training. So I don't have the power to play in the World Cup. So I'm not free to play in the World Cup, you know, soccer games. Now, you know, if I did have that ability and had that power and had that experience, well, then, yes, I'd have the freedom to play in it, but I don't. The power that God gives you the freedom to do the right thing. So the more God's Spirit lives in you and you let Him live in you and you just talk to Him all the time. You're driving down the street. Lord, what do you want me to do right now? Whatever you want, you just go with the flow. You let the Spirit live in you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
How would you describe your prayer life? Would you use words like vibrant or deep or energized, or would you describe it as dry and disconnected and dull? You know, I've found that one of the best ways to improve my conversations with God is to write down my prayers. I actually write them out in a journal, and then I can keep track of how God answers them, when, where, and how. There's no better way to plainly see that prayer is conversation with God, that He listens, that He responds when you talk to Him, than keeping a prayer journal. In fact, I think it's so essential to your prayer life that I've created one, a Daily Hope Prayer Journal, I'd like to send to you. It's a great tool that will help you keep a record of your conversations with God. And it's made of vegan leather. It's designed with beautiful color illustrations. It's got prayer prompts. It's got encouraging Bible verses. All these things that will help you enrich your prayer life. And it'll also help you establish a consistent daily time with God. Now, I want you to have this journal. So today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope, I'm going to send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's just our way of saying thanks for your support. By the way, this month we have a $100,000 matching grant. What does that mean? It means that any gift that you give will be doubled by this donor up to $100,000. So we're literally getting more donations for whatever you're able to give. Thanks so much for your friendship and your support. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.